Thursday morning, and this is the time every week that we do our homework with Chip Mortimer from Mortimer Lumber. Chip, good morning.
Well, good morning, Paul. And on today's program, we're going to talk about a couple things, Paul. And let me first talk about pricing of lumber and pricing of OSB and plywood. Normally don't really get into all the specifics of retail pricing of those products, but really just want to make everyone aware that a year ago, prices were actually a little bit too high. And just a reminder that both the lumber and the plywood and the OSB are true commodities that fluctuate. There's kind of a reporting agency that I receive a report on Wednesdays and Fridays. It's called Random Lengths, and they collect information from what the sawmills and wholesalers are selling. So it's kind of the measuring stick for how they're going to establish what the price of the product is and what's going to be sold to us. So people may not be aware, but there's some significant savings today and have been so far since the beginning of the year, Paul. So to the tune of, and I actually met with Biewer Lumber a week ago today to review where we're at for the first 5.5 months. And they measure in dollars as well as board footage. The board footage, the dollars fluctuate depending if it's, high priced or low priced this year. It's low. But the board footage is actual usage. But the pricing, Paul, it's off almost 30% from a year ago.
No kidding.
Yes, and it's really a supply and demand. There's a few more sawmills on board, and maybe a little less production. Less demand.
Yeah.
And with the rain up here, it's been raining in Texas, and so consequently, there's a big savings. Now, that being said, because prices are so depressed, someone like Canfor, which is Canadian Forest Products, they're big out west in British Columbia. They actually announced I think the second week of June, that they were closing all of their mills, I think with the exception of one, for 2 weeks, the last 2 weeks of June. And there have been some mill closures of OSB, but maybe to get it in dollars and cents, the OSB was $6 a sheet cheaper for the first 4 months, and through, I want to say, maybe late May, but it's so far all in June, it's over $8.45 a sheet cheaper today than it was a year ago.
I'll be darned.
So just want to make that known. If somebody maybe has been on the fence and they thought, well, do I really want to do this project or not, I encourage them to come in if they haven't really priced out lumber.
Yeah, at least do the math and figure it out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so it's a large savings. Now, that being said, I think things will go up a little bit because it is a little bit too cheap. So don't wait till Labor Day, if you will. And obviously next week, a week from today, is 4th of July.
Yeah.
And I know Boat Week we've talked, and you've heard said this morning in about 3 weeks, 4 weeks. So, but I just want to point that out. Now is a good time. So with that being said, I want to talk about a product called Pure Excellence. Okay. It's kind of a dock decking type product. It's a product that we special order from Biewer Lumber.
Okay.
It's a southern yellow pine as far as the grade. And its appearance, the quality, it's a beautiful piece of lumber. It's got a radius edge. They put a stress relief groove on the underside of the product. And you can span it for 2 feet. And the reason why I want to make this point, Paul, the St. Clair Inn is going to be using it for their boardwalk. And so sometimes we call it doing your homework. Where can you actually maybe go see and look at the product? Haven't taken delivery just yet, but we should be shipping it soon. And so later on this summer when people are going to start to, take a look at the St. Clair Inn and you walk that boardwalk, it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of wood. And it could be used really in any application. You wouldn't have to do it commercial on a decking. Yeah. So that's really kind of what I wanted to encourage people that.
Sure.
And I'll announce down the road when they have it that installed. But it's a great superior product, and it's wood. Another place I guess I want to talk a little bit about, and you've mentioned on air, the Marine City Fish House.
Oh, yeah.
And so after my meeting with Biewer, we went down to the Marine City Fish House, and we have supplied some material there. And we stock, back to the lumber, we stock what we call a number 2 Gorman board. It's a beautiful white pine board. It's it's for finishing and trim work. It has an eased edge. And when you leave the kind of the original space of the restaurant and you go into their expanded area, there's kind of like this middle room. And they've put like random widths on the wall. They put a clear coat. and it's beautiful if you see this white pine. So once again, if you know, you can come to the lumberyard and see the unfinished product, but if you want to see it in an application to put on a wall, and by the way, the food's really good at the Marine City Fish House.
Good excuse to go, too.
Good excuse to go. And you know, so it's a, so you can actually see it in application.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of cool. The other thing I really kind of want to mention today, Paul, is sometimes people might forget or overlook it. Maybe what other products do we carry? Mm-hmm. And it's summertime for your projects. So we do carry a cedar decking and trim. We carry treated plywood, also a marine grade plywood, because there's still a number of people where they're not necessarily, you might have a wooden boat, but maybe there's parts of your boat. It could be a fiberglass boat where you want a marine grade plywood that will withstand the weather.
Yep.
So, we do stock that. Also we carry a treated, dog ear fencing as well as stockade. And something, Paul, we kind of talked about it before going on the air. We do carry cedar split rail fencing.
Mm-hmm.
I think years ago, people used it kind of as a decorative device, even on residential in the city of Port Huron or in one of the townships. It's not used quite as much, and I don't know the reason why, Paul, but aesthetically it looks nice. Sometimes people would put it on maybe kind of just a corner, maybe put a corner post and a couple sections of it, not technically fence in their whole yard. But kind of just add a little accent on your corner or maybe one property line. But just want to mention that. And then as far as using exterior products, coatings, we carry brands such as Cabot, Stain, Valspar Paint, and Ready Seal.
Good stuff.
So that's doing your homework there, Paul.
Absolutely, doing your homework at Mortimer Lumber. If somebody has a question about any of this or wants to maybe have something covered in an upcoming segment, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach us, Paul, is radio@mortimerlumber.com.
All right, very good. Thanks, Chip.
Thank you.